This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In restaurants across this country, in homes and in diners and pretty much anywhere you can grab a bite to eat, you will find two things in close proximity to each other, salt and pepper. But why? Luckily, we've got a whole segment on this broadcast in which we explain the mysteries of our economic lives. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blame work.
Today's question comes from, well, it comes from us. How did pepper earn its place on the table? Marketplace's Renata Sago set out to find the answer.
This is Shaker's American Cafe, a small diner in Orlando known for dishes like Belgian waffles with bacon and glazed pecans. The centerpiece of the restaurant's decor is a huge collection of salt and pepper shakers. 600 sets are sprinkled around the diner, on shelves, by the register, and on tables. They're in the shape of dogs, donuts, chunks of Gouda cheese. I approached Jessica Bowen, who was reaching for just one shaker to season her bacon, egg, and cheese croissant.
The salt will be fine. I don't feel like pepper adds any other flavor to it.
Bowen is like a lot of people. Salt, yes, please. Pepper, no, thank you. It's pretty easy to figure out salt's place in the kitchen and on the table, says cookbook author Naomi Duguid.
We can't survive without it. And then we also like the taste of it. It enhances flavor.
She's working on a book called The Joy of Salt. She says salt earned a place in American cuisine because it started out as a way to preserve food, and it's a mineral found all over the globe. Pepper, though, is from a plant that's native to just one small state on the southwest coast of India.
Pepper is kind of, it's a cheap thrill.
Ken Albala is a food historian at the University of the Pacific.
It's not really going to harm you. It's not dangerous, but it provides discretionary heat. If you don't like heat, you don't put it on. If you like a lot, you throw a lot of pepper on.
Black pepper starts as a green fruit that grows on vines, like grapes. The berries are picked, dried, and transformed into familiar peppercorns. Albala says pepper has a long history.
And the ancient Greeks had pepper, and the Romans absolutely adored pepper. But at that point, it was brought by Arab merchants.
They'd carry the spice from India to the Mediterranean for trade. It was an exclusive and expensive delicacy for the elite. Albala says control over the spice trade shifted to the Italians, the Portuguese, and the Dutch. By the late 1600s, there was a direct route between India and Europe.
So much more pepper comes in volume, that it starts to be used by people of sort of middling classes trying to imitate their social superiors.
He says black pepper kept its place, even though other sources of heat, chili peppers, for example, were cheaper. Pepper found its way into mainstream European and eventually American cuisine. These days, black pepper is grown in the tropics around the world. Vietnam produces the most. The U.S. is the biggest importer, accounting for about 20% of the world's consumption. At Shaker's Cafe, owner Greg Granda features pepper in his Cedar Key clam chowder.
We use red, white, and black pepper in that recipe. I always think pepper just adds a unique, smoky flavor to any dish. It can be put on almost anything.
But don't tell that to his customer, Mylon Bowen, Jessica's teenage son. He'll sprinkle a little pepper on his eggs from time to time. But on anything else, nah.
It's too strong for me.
He'll stick to salt. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.
Tell us, would you, what you have always wondered? There's a place you can do that if you head on over to marketplace.org.